And see, when you call and get a 5% discount, winter's here. Stop the draft.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. And on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 9 until noon. Today, we're going to begin by talking about the person that is giving the New World Order more trouble than any person other than Donald Trump has given them. Donald Trump gave them, and is still giving them, a hard time, interfering with their plans, exposing their plans. The second person who now is even giving the New World Order more trouble than Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin. Now, after World War II, as I lead into the articles I'm going to present to you, just something to give you a short background. After World War II, the United States and the European allies were able to defeat Germany and the Axis. But at the end of the war, the big problem was going to be to destroy Russia. And at that point, the resolve of the Russian people kept Hitler from invading Moscow. So after World War II, in about 1953, a new plan had already been formed. They just had to bring it in, implement it. And that new plan to destroy Russia was NATO, the North American Treaty Organization. This plan was to protect Europe from Germany and Russia. But really, it wasn't so much about Germany now. Because, again, going back to previous programs, the German people came to power through a group of people, powerful people, in the Pilgrim Society, which was by this time being established, very well established, in London and in New York City. So Germany wasn't the problem. The problem would be Russia. And they knew that with NATO, initially, it was the nations of Western Europe that would become part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But they never, at all times, their intention was, incrementally, they would expand to the east, which, as time went on, they expanded to the east, bringing in more of the Eastern European nations into the NATO treaties. So since World War I, the obstacle was always Russia. This is why the Pilgrims created the Bolshevik Revolution to destroy Russia initially. The plan was always to take over and control Russia, starting way back 1916. And you can go back even further into the mid-1800s. Cecil Rhodes, when he began to expand the British Britain, he and the others, he would eventually form a round table. And these people that were involved in the round table with Cecil Rhodes, they realized for Europe to become, and America eventually to become the dominant world powers, they weren't worried about Russia. I'm sorry, they weren't worried about China or India. They were concerned about Russia. They knew that Russia would be the obstacle. And the plans were always to change Russia from a Christian believing nation to a communist nation, anti-God, and then going on to taking over, destroying their military, moving into Russia, destroying their political power base. But something happened along the way. In the late 1980s into the 1990s, the United States and the globalist powers were just about ready to move into Russia. They had weakened Russia. They'd weakened the ruble. Economically, Russia was on the ropes. They were planning, and Gorbachev, using this matter of environmentalism, they were going to destroy Russia from within. And then the ball was passed on to Boris Yeltsin. Yeltsin was going to continue the direction of globalism. But they didn't realize that there was going to be a change, and the change was going to be Vladimir Putin. In 2000, Vladimir Putin was the person that was going to take their plans and pretty much stop them or interfere with them. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Cecil Rhodes put together the round table. They realized that, and they viewed Russia as the nation that would interfere with the objectives that were being planned at the time for what we today would know as the New World Order, the globalists of our time. And this is why immediately in the plans were already hatched, probably in 1907, being put together to invade Russia, to destroy Russia from within. To do that, they had to kill and imprison the Romanov family and install the person that was going to bring about the big change politically, Vladimir Lenin. Lenin was a pedophile, married a 13-year-old girl. He was a definitely never did. He was stunted in his growth. He was very intelligent, brilliant, but as far as emotionally, he just was just didn't have any self-esteem. So he marries a 13-year-old girl. The plan changed Russia politically, World War II. The plan by American pilgrims, European pilgrims, to initially, it was always from the beginning of Hitler beginning his push, was his push went east into Poland with the intention of going all the way into Russia. Took him a while, but eventually he did move toward Russia, toward Moscow. This was planned by the Pilgrim Society. Russia was going to interfere, be the obstacle of the New World Order. Now, did they see this all just because of Russia's military, because of her military might, her political might, her economic might, or was there another aspect of it? Well, you know where I come from, down the rabbit hole. Cecil Rhodes was very, very deep into the occult. In the occult world, they don't do things just on the natural plane. They're always looking into the crystal ball or the ways in which Satan talks to them. And they knew, I believe, in a spiritual way, being informed by their high adept satanic priests, that Russia would be a problem. And they moved on it. It didn't happen. Then like I talked about in previous programs, in the 80s, they destroyed the value of the ruble, thinking that they had finally were going to be able to destroy Russia. But in 2000, the West was watching what was going on in Russia. Now, I don't know if intelligence knew that Boris Yeltsin was going to appoint Vladimir Putin as the president of Russia. I know that American intelligence, British intelligence, they've been watching Vladimir Putin rise through the ranks. But did they know that he would become president of Russia? I'm not so sure. But once he was chosen, I think it was a rude awakening. It was an upset to the United States and England, CIA, MI5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all of them, the NSA in America, the American military intelligence agencies. All the European nations were also aware, and they realized that this transfer of power to Vladimir Putin was going to change and interfere and hinder the plans for global hegemony. They knew it. So it's been 22 years since Putin has once again made Russia great. It took him a while. He was opposed, just like they opposed and were trying to interfere with Donald Trump's presidency. They have been trying to interfere with Putin's presidency. And really, once Barack Obama came into power, 2008, the plans were already set in motion to give Vladimir Putin a very difficult time. And the way they would do it is by supporting their good old friends, the Nazi Marxist stronghold in the Ukraine, in the Western Ukraine. These were Nazis that had been there since World War II. They had to go kind of into hiding, but they began to emerge in about 1953, and it was in 1953 that the United States began to a program to once again train these Ukrainian paramilitaries. And I had an article, I still have it, didn't go anywhere. And this was just out of AOL staff, January 13th of this year. The CIA is overseeing a secret intensive training program in the United States for elite Ukrainian special operation forces and other intelligence personnel. The covert program run by paramilitaries working for the CIA's ground branch, and it is officially known as the ground branch, was established by the Obama administration after Russia's invasion and annexation of Crimea in 2014, which is a untruth. It is not correct. It is a misrepresentation of what happened. Russia did not start the conflict. It was just organic. To some degree, like what's happening in Canada. What's happening in Canada is not completely, totally organic. There are operatives in that, what is happening in Canada with the trucker strike, just like there were operatives on January 6th. So don't buy into this, that it's just organic, came out of nowhere. No, there's a big portion of it that is being orchestrated. And even the Canadian truckers are starting to realize that it's a little bit too late. In 2015, there was an expansion, an anti-Russia effort. The ground branch of the CIA paramilitary started traveling to eastern Ukraine to advise their trainees. So this is what's really happening. Did Vladimir Putin, is he aware of this? Did he anticipate? Yes, he's been watching everything that the United States is doing. They're sending supplies, help, weapons under the guise of humanitarian aid. So here's what Vladimir Putin did to surprise the whole world yesterday. He stated there was an hour and 35-minute meeting with his council members, and there was an intelligence Director of Foreign Intelligence. His name is Sergei Naryshkin. And he asked Naryshkin, should Donetsk and Luhansk, I can't pronounce these names, these two eastern regions that sit right along, these two little republics that sit right on the Russian border in what an area called Donbass. It would be like Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana are the Rocky Mountain region. Well, within Donbass is Donetsk and Luhansk. And these two decided yesterday, he was suggesting this foreign intelligence director, he said, I am supporting the suggestion about making these two areas, the People's Republic, to make them part of the Russian Federation. Putin stated, that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're discussing. We're talking about recognizing them as independent entities, yes or no. And Naryshkin replied, yes, I support the suggestion about recognizing their independence. So these two regions, these two little states, republics, made the decision to leave the Ukraine and become independent republics. This through the European nations, NATO, and the United States for a curve. Putin, and this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com, some of the other things I had read out of, I should have, AOL.com, CIA-trained Ukrainian militaries, and they may take central role if Russia should invade. Putin began to address, stated, let me stress once again, Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for us. It is an integral part of our own history, culture, spiritual world. He stated the Ukrainians are people Russians have blood and family ties with, as well as friends, neighbors, and colleagues. Then he slammed the Ukraine for extreme nationalism, Nazism, and Russophobia. And this is who Barack Obama began to fund and train, and the American government is continuing to train this Nazi movement. The CIA began this training in 1953, has been funding and assisting these Nazis in the Ukraine from that time forward. It said, he continued to state, the modern Ukraine was completely created by Russia, or to be more exact, by the Bolshevik communist Russia. Lenin and his supporters did it in a crude way, alienating Russia's historical territories. Millions of people living there weren't asked at all out to sea. They weren't asked if they wanted to break away from Russia. It was through military power. He said that in the Ukraine, Kiev has turned its back on its role in the Soviet Union, and he stated that Ukraine's neo-Nazi government, which is supported by the United States, backed by the United States, NATO members. He said this neo-Nazi government, if you want to decommunization, we are happy with that. Don't stop halfway. We are ready to show what decommunization really looks like. A declaration immediately followed by Putin signing a decree recognizing these two self-declared breakaway Donbass republics and Ukraine's east as sovereign nations. So these two nations now, Russia sees them as completely sovereign nations, no longer a part of the Ukraine. This was a curveball. This is what Cecil Rhodes, Pilgrim Society America, and in the UK have feared. They can't seem to make the right chess move on the board. Every time they make a move, Putin counters with a better move. We'll be back to continue in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans. And as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured. We accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, continuing. So the New World Order, Vladimir Putin is interfering with their plans. And I'm going to continue with this article, and I'll bring in a little thought here in just a second. So immediately upon signing this decree, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the mission in Donbass, it confirmed immediately that Ukrainian militants or the Nazi supported military groups, Nazi trained in America, violated international humanitarian law by shelling residential buildings in the region. So this is the war you're seeing, the bombing, the skirmishes. It's because these Nazis are now retaliating. Based on this confirmation, Putin ordered the Russian military to secure the peace. That's all the Russian military is doing, securing the peace in newly recognized Donetsk and Luhansk republics. An order quickly joined by the new republics ratifying the Treaty of Friendship and Cooperation with the Russian Federation, a decree signed by President Putin that formally opens the door. Now it opens the door for them to receive military and financial support, quickly after which Russian lawmakers voted unanimously in favor of ratifying these agreements immediately, underpinning political cooperation and military support for the new republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. Boy, these Russian words. And when asked if these events affected plans for a meeting between Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, saw the ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova stating, "Even in the most difficult times, we said we're ready for the negotiation process. So our position remains the same. We're ready for a negotiating process. We are always in favor of diplomacy." So, now, these people in these two republics that just broke away, they've lived and they've been continually shattered, according to the article, for nearly 8 years since the Obama administration overthrew their democratically elected Ukrainian government so they could install again a neo-Nazi regime to use as a battering ram against Russia, whose ultimate fate, if not liberated by Russian Federation, would be the same as the now visited upon that has happened and occurred upon the peoples of Afghanistan. And as documented today in the New York Times article, if Joe Biden doesn't change course, this will be his worst failure. And it revealed the result of the that was imposed on the Western world by the United States. The drought in Afghanistan is the worst in decades. 95% of Afghans don't have enough to eat. Nearly 9 million are at risk of starvation. The United Nations emergency aid request at more than $5 billion is the largest it has ever made for a single country. The current humanitarian crisis could kill far more. Afghans kill more Afghans than the past 20 years of war, just in this crisis. David Miliband, president of the International Rescue Committee, wrote recently, "And we bear much of the blame. We have turned a crisis into a catastrophe." So this is what, going back to previous programs, the United States, we are on a course for world hegemony. This is what Cecil Rhodes envisioned with his roundtable group, which morphed into other groups through the years. But the main morphing took place in 1902 with the British Pilgrims Society coming into existence. And 6 months later, the British Pilgrim Society in New York City. British Pilgrims in the UK would control all of aristocracy in Europe. British Pilgrims in the United States would control all the aristocracy in America. Some old dynasties with power, and some new dynasties by merit, like, for example, the Rockefellers. They were not necessarily old families of aristocracy. They didn't come from wealth. So they were the new money through merit. Merit being
They worked hard, and they worked smart. They created. They benefited from the whatever it is they created, or whatever it is they mined. But they weren't necessarily considered to be part of the old aristocracy, aristocratic world. And because of that, there was kind of a conflict between the old wealth aristocracies and the new aristocracies that had just come into existence. This pretty much with the Pilgrim Society, it took care of a big problem, because it took the wealth of America and the wealth of Europe working together. And in this secret society, which has been really, really never known about till the last 10, 15 years, really, the objectives were the playbook of Cecil Rhodes and the occult channeler. His name was Smead, a friend of Cecil Rhodes. It was an occult plan. I've stated many times, the New World Order is not just a nation ruling over the world, the nations of the world. It is an occult order. It is a satanic New World Order. In this New World global system, if you are not a Satanist, if you won't give your life to Satan, you are going to be destroyed. You are going to die. It is much deeper than you submitting. And they will use you for sacrifice. They will use you, and just like the Nazis did in World War II, they will use the energy that you have to create whatever they want created. And then once your usefulness is done, then you'll be buried in a mass grave. They're not even going to bury you. They're not even going to cremate you. They don't want to waste the resources. This is an occult world that we're moving toward. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The P.E. Gun Show, March 12th and 13th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearms giveaways, a 12-gauge tactical shotgun from G&B Survival on Saturday, and a fully customized AR-15 from Warriors Revolution on Sunday. Buy, sell, or trade guns and ammo and CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
What do you do when you're all this?
Okay, we'll continue. The New World Order is not, you see what it is going to be, but you don't see everything. It is an occult order. It is an order directed by devil worshipers. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, the Antichrist, if you live in his nation, do you think he's going to allow you to be a conservative, a patriot, a Christian, even in name? You don't even have to be a real Christian. You don't have to really know God, but if you, what did he do? What did Nazi Adolf Hitler do with some of the other non-German religions in Europe? What did he do to those people? They were murdered. To understand the New World Order, this coming global order, it is an occult order. The purpose of it is to take over the world and eliminate every single person that believes in God from off of the face of the earth. It will destroy all thought of things that have pertained to the belief in God. All Bibles are going to be destroyed. Crosses, the history of the nation of Israel is going to be eliminated. There will be no room for any thought of God whatsoever. One sad thing about Adolf Hitler's Nazi world, they had a Hindu thought. It was based really in Hinduism to a great degree. They had an overall thought of what we would call universalism. In other words, they would never ever perish eternally. They may be judged temporarily for not only on the earth, but after death, they would eventually be punished initially, like in purgatory, for a period of time, that thought, which is not biblical. And then they would eventually be, God would forgive them for all that they have done, for all the atrocities, murders, evil. That is not true. This type of thinking that you're going to, at some point, be forgiven in the future is definitely a belief within Nazism. It's global. It's a Hinduism is what it is, reincarnation. Many of the German people, fortunately, did believe in Christ. And they died. Well, the coming New World Order, once again, there will be a re-emergence of Nazism. Beliefs. It's a religion. It will once again, and is taking big root in the Western Ukraine. And with this thought of universalism, you can do whatever you want, and eventually you're still going to be forgiven. It's not in the Bible. Does Vladimir Putin understand the spiritual significance of the New World Order? Does he believe that the New World Order will be an order of Satanism, Satan worship globally? Does he know that? Does he believe that? Yes, he does. Through his last 22 years of being, or 21 plus years being in power as the president of Russia, he has allowed the Russian people to go back to their Russian faith. At the same time, there are many evangelical Christian organizations, ministries that have spent time in Russia from the mid-70s, and many of the Russian people have benefited from that type of Christianity also. Now, why is this important? Because you see, as I've stated, Russia's in the Bible. It's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. There's going to come a time when Russia is going to be destroyed. Not going to be destroyed in the area of Russia. It's going to be destroyed as they invade the Middle East. And when this war takes place, It is going to be a massive judgment of God on the nation of Gog and Magog, the areas of Russia and areas surrounding Russia. It could be because of the anti-Semitism that has existed, and also it could be because Russia is going to invade the ancient land that was given to Israel by God and take over the land of Israel along the Mediterranean. No. And the Lord told, God told Abraham in blessing, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. When Russia, Iran, regions of Ukraine, possibly parts of Germany, Ethiopia from North Africa and Libya, when they come to invade Israel, God is going to remind them, I will curse those that curse thee. And they're going to be destroyed with all their armies. And Israel is going to expand her borders into all through present-day Jordan. Present-day Jordan will become the new landmass for the children of Israel, for the state of Israel. We're going to see that. Yes, Vladimir Putin, he understands, and God is going to bring the Russian people, millions of them, to Christ before the punishment comes. Are all the Christians going to die? They're going to be casualties, a lot of casualties. The Russian people that are in Russia, they would be wise to leave Russia, come to the United States. But they're not going to, and then once they come here, wait for the Russian war to go over, or to be finished, and then move back to Russia. Don't stay in America, because America is going to be punished too. All the nations of the world are going to be punished. America is going to be punished, and her judgments are going to be forever. This nation is not going to be inhabitable in about a decade. So, I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 KHSA AM Radio.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
Babe,
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's
970-616-3100. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. life we have some.
The Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, and join me on Sundays. I do talk about prophecy and what is coming to the world. At the end of the world, Christ told Ezekiel to write down that in the latter days, Russia would have to invade the Middle East, and God would put hooks in the jaws of Russia, things that were not pleasant. Russia would be forced to do things she didn't really want to do. Vladimir Putin, I'm afraid, is going to be forced to move the military of Russia, the great military might of Russia, in conjunction with Iran and other nations south. Russia armies are not going to be destroyed in the Ukraine. In fact, I still am pretty confident that one of the regions that will come with Russia to Israel, to destroy Israel, will be an area that is north of the Black Sea. Well, what area is north of the Black Sea? The Ukraine. And what better people than to bring down to the mountains of Israel to be destroyed than all of the anti-Semitic element known as Nazis, neo-Nazis, whatever they are. And God is planning to do that. So, Vladimir Putin, they didn't know, Cecil Rhodes, these secret societies didn't realize, or they did know in the year 2000 when Vladimir Putin was in, they knew something changed. In the spiritual world, they knew it. The occult world understood it. He was going to fulfill prophecy. His purpose was to make Russia great. Russia has to be great to protect armies that are going to come with her, to protect her nations, the comrades that will be part of the great Russian war. And Russia is to supply them also. Well, right now, Russia is economically sound, and they're getting wealthier by the day. They are selling gas to the European nations who really don't want to buy the fuel. They don't have a choice. It's kind of a cold winter over there. Germany, they need Russian gas because they don't have enough cheap energy to fuel their industry. So Russia is really helping out Europe and Germany. America and the globalists never wanted to allow Germany and Russia to work together because the two of them would once also change the global structure. Right now, the two problems with the Western world are Russia, China. We're going to talk more about China possibly tomorrow or the next day. China is waiting for Russia's destruction because once Russia is destroyed, guess which way China is going to move? She's not going to go west. She's going to go east. I'm sorry, she's not going to go east. She's going to go west into the areas of Central Asia. Russia is very vast. I mean, it's vast, but is very wealthy in natural resources. The Western world knows it. China knows it. The conflict, whoever wins at Armageddon, gets the whole enchilada. I'll use that example. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Join me Sunday, 9 to 12. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Next-gen windows and doors at Fort Collins provide superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next-gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.